try to interpret them. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, we want our kids to kind of be in some uncomfortable situations in school and have to handle things on their own.
Right.
But on the other hand, sometimes they really do need someone to advocate for them. It's just a really difficult balance to strike, I think, for many parents.
It definitely is. And again, I think, as I said, the listening really helps, because the more you listen, the more you gain information about the true issue that's the child himself or herself may not even be aware what the true issue is.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you, I'm sure you know this from your counseling practice, that the worst time to try to convince somebody to calm down or see things in a different way is when they're anxious, when they're upset.
Right.
Because things go in one ear and out the other. You know, if your child is, and this is true at school, but I'll make it home-based. If your child comes home very upset about whatever the issue is and is crying or is just in a really bad form, don't even try to talk at the time. See, it sounds like you're really in a bad place right now. Why don't you take a time to reflect, listen to some music, run around the block, and we'll talk about this, you know, when you're a little calmer.
Mm-hmm.
Because trying to solve something in the middle of a crisis generally doesn't work. Maybe once in a while it does. But overall, it's giving the kids space so they can try to figure something out, maybe on their own. But if not, at least they'll have more clarity when they're not as upset and they're talking about it with us.
Yeah. I think parents are more likely, or educators are more likely, to also then get elevated.
Sure.
If it's in the middle of that crisis.
Well, this is as true with spouses as it is with kids.
That is true. So. Let's just take a break. We'll reconvene.
That's right.
How do you see those social and emotional needs changing as kids develop and grow through their years? Are there specific factors that you feel like really influence different developmental needs?
Most of my work has been with adolescents, but with the teachers I've worked with who work with young kids, it's almost like the young kids just want to be accepted. They just want to be welcomed, if you will. And they know from a very, almost like a surface level, whether or not they're in a good place. I think with teenagers and adolescents, they almost need to be invited to enjoy school.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be much more deliberate. The older the kids get, the more mature their minds are in terms of their social and emotional needs. We now have a 2.5-year-old grandson, and he goes to daycare every day. And he just needs to know that, you know, people are there to care for him. He's not as much involved with the social and emotional needs as much as he just feels like he's in a comfortable place. As kids get older, you really need to have more focus than that. And that's where I think, again, the social and emotional learning, whether it's you have class meetings, just to go over what's going on in the class. Maybe the kids lead them, or the kids have the option of leading. You know, if there's an issue that comes up, they can go to the teacher and say, can we have a meeting about this? Because a classroom can be more like a family in terms of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's true in all grade levels, but I find it with adolescents, we do that too seldom, because we so focus on the academics that we really need to focus more on these other pieces of living.
Yeah. I know when I worked as a school counselor and as a gifted ed teacher, I really enjoyed implementing that social and emotional component of the curriculum, which is part of why I transitioned into being a mental health counselor for neurodivergent kids. But one of the things that you've focused on and talked about is integrating writing into that. Mm-hmm. and how teachers can pull writing into that development of social and emotional skills. But I don't know that I ever really did a whole lot of writing with those activities. Why do you think that writing is a good medium